The Bush administration is trying to get Iraqi lawmakers to agree to what's called a status of forces agreement. The White House isn't saying a lot about what's in it. Iraqis, though, say it allows for up to 58 American military bases to operate in Iraq indefinitely. It also gives immunity from prosecution to U.S. troops and to private military contractors, and it allows the U.S. to determine whether or not a hostile act against Iraq by another country is an act of aggression. Layla Fidel of McClatchy Newspapers is here with more. She's in Baghdad. And Layla, tell us about that last provision. What does that mean exactly?
Well, Iraqi lawmakers said that the first draft of the proposal from the United States had a phrase that said that they would decide who was an aggressor against Iraq. And so that was their major concern, that if the United States decides who's an aggressor against Iraq, what can Iraq do to stop a proxy war between the United States and Iran?
And what about the American military bases, 58?
That was what the Iraqi Shia lawmakers were saying, and they were very upset. They want U.S. soldiers to be sitting on bases outside of their major cities. They don't want them traveling the streets, and they want them to be on call.
What's been the White House reaction to the Iraqi reaction? What are they saying about this?
They say Iraqis believe it'll finish on July 31st, although many Iraqi officials and most Iraqi officials I've talked to don't believe they can get an agreement that they feel comfortable with by July 31st. And some Shia lawmakers are even saying if they don't get an agreement that they like, they can either renew the mandate for 6 to 2 months to a year until they feel their armed forces are ready to defend Iraq both internally and externally, or say goodbye to America and take the risk.
Layla, Democrats here in the United States are pretty critical of this status of forces agreement. They're basically saying that the Bush administration is tying the hands of the next president for a very, very long time. Could Congress get involved in this and derail this?
Well, the only way they could get involved in this is if the status of forces agreement is recognized as a treaty. And that's a very large sticking point even here in Iraq, because the Iraqis want a guarantee from the United States that says, if we're attacked, we want a guarantee from you that you will defend our borders. But the United States won't guarantee that, because they then will be making a treaty with Iraq rather than agreement. Here in Iraq, the parliament does have to see it, and then it has to be voted on, and if it's rejected, it cannot be put into place.
But is there the political will, I guess, here in the United States to demand that this be a treaty and therefore be subject to Senate ratification?
Well, I think that really depends on how far the Congress takes this. At this point, the White House is adamant that they don't need to put this in front of the Congress, that they don't have the same laws and the same constitution as Iraq, and that they are negotiating an agreement that they don't have to pass through Congress, and I think they're going to try to do that. Some politicians, Iraqi politicians, have said, let's put this to a referendum, let the people vote on it. That's something the United States doesn't want.
And again, the deadline is July 31st. This is the agreement between Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister there, and President Bush that they needed to come to in order to wrap this up before the UN mandate expires by the end of the year.
Right. Now, Iraqis are saying they don't feel a need to stick to that deadline as much as the United States does. They feel that in some ways they're working on a political timeline that's in Washington rather than Baghdad.
Layla Fidel is the Baghdad bureau chief for McClatchy. Thank you, Layla.
Thank you very much.